"What do they now, maiden?" said Ivanhoe. "Look forth yet again. This is no time to faint at bloodshed." "It is over for a time," said Rebecca. "Our friends strengthen themselves within the outwork which they have mastered."
"Our friends," said Ivanhoe, "will surely not abandon an enterprise so gloriously begun and so happily attained. Oh, no, I will put my faith in the good knight whose axe has rent heart of oak and bars of iron. Singular," he again muttered to himself, "if there can be two who are capable of such achievements. It is, it must be, Richard Coeur de Lion. Seest thou nothing else, Rebecca, by which the Black Knight may be distinguished?"
"Nothing," said the Jewess. "All about him is as black as the wing of the night raven. Nothing can I spy that can mark him further. But having once seen him put forth his strength in battle, methinks I could know him again among a thousand warriors. He rushes to the fray as if he were summoned to a banquet. There is more than mere strength. It seems as if the whole soul and spirit of the champion were given to every blow which he deals upon his enemies. God forgive him the sin of bloodshed. It is fearful, yet magnificent, to behold how the arm and heart of one man can triumph over hundreds."